In the lunchtime edition, the Ministry of Education gives the all clear for the reopening tomorrow of the Wesley Hall Junior School following an inspection tour this morning. Barbados Light and Power still working to restore electricity to some districts whose power was knocked out by yesterday's intense lightning strikes. And Hurricane Beryl fails to stop Vinci Mass, the annual St. Vincent Carnival, which is climaxing today and tomorrow. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. The Ministry of Education has announced that Wesley Hall Junior School will reopen for students tomorrow after work was done there to address issues that led to a teacher's sick-out last month. Ministry officials, union representatives, the principal, and health and safety committee members conducted a walkthrough of the school today. The acting deputy chief education officer, Glenn Price, says the contractor's work met their satisfaction.
The week before Beryl, we had conducted a walkthrough of the school to see for ourselves some of the concerns that were raised. Right? After that, we had developed a scope of works, and over the last 2 weeks or so, we have hired a contracting firm to start doing some of those work. To my mind, I think we are kind of satisfied with work that was done today. We promised that we will continue looking after the school in terms of some of the issues that were raised that have not been completed as yet. School will reopen tomorrow as usual for all the children of Wesley Hall and Thursday. Wednesday is closed for graduation.
The Barbados Union of Teachers says it's pleased with the work done so far to address issues raised by their members last month. The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, says the contractors will also have additional time to complete outstanding work.
Based on what we saw this morning, the union is satisfied that the ministry is making an effort to rectify the issues that were brought to their attention by the staff. And, you know, we have a 10-week period for which they can do some more work, and we are hopeful that that work will continue, having started over the last week or so. Work was done, and the Health and Safety Committee at this point in time is satisfied, and the union is satisfied with what was done.
The principal of the Wesley Hall Junior School, Herbert Giddens, who's also general secretary of the BUT, says the Health and Safety Committee is also satisfied with the work done.
Come September, that we can have better facilities for teaching and learning to continue. In the two-story building, the walls had some moisture, so they have started work in terms of cleaning that area. They have done some ceiling, but that work has to continue. Over on this side, they've changed the ceiling in the nutrition room. There's some work to be done on the flooring here. They did some work in the ceiling in the class 4 block. They have started work to refence the entire school. They have trimmed the trees, both here, the tamarind tree and the mahogany tree in the back. A garbage enclosure is recommended by the Ministry of Health and Wellness. That is to be done reasonably soon. The gate is to be moved to help deal with some security issues.
Wesley Hall Junior School Principal Herbert Giddens. Well, government today launched its National Summer Camps program, which will be held at almost 50 locations across the country. Minister of Youth and Sports Charles Griffith appealed for more private sector support for this summer camps program.
Originally, we were targeting about 50 or so camps. We've had to revise that number because of the unavailability of some of our schools. However, we're looking at 46 camps that will still impact the lives of between 3,000 to 3,500 youngsters between the ages of 4 to 15. We're very, very pleased that, again, government can offer a structured activity during the summer for our young persons. There are a number of persons as well from the private sector that would have partnered with us. The Prince Godbill Trust also came on board this year for the first time. And this is a call to private sector. There's still an opportunity for private sector to be involved in the camps program, because this is our future that we're talking about.
Minister of Youth and Sports Charles Griffith in the lunchtime edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Barbados Light and Power Company reports a few districts in Christchurch and St. Michael still without power as a result of intense lightning strikes from a tropical wave yesterday. The BLMP's communications advisor Cassandra Crawford expects full service to be restored by this afternoon.
Light and Power is aware there are still customers without power in a few areas on the island after yesterday's weather system, which brought with it heavy rains and lightning strikes. Some of our infrastructure was impacted by the lightning, including some feeders and transformers. By 6 p.m. yesterday, our crews had been deployed to trace the faults on those feeders. I can tell you that some customers in Christchurch, St. Philip, and St. Michael were impacted by the outages. We were able to restore the Ruby area that was impacted in St. Philip, and our teams are currently still working on safely restoring power to the Graham Hall and Top Rock Christchurch areas, along with Wellington Street. The Wellington Street area is still being worked on in the city as well. Everyone should have their power restored by 3 p.m. this afternoon. That is what we're working toward.
The BLMP's communications advisor, Cassandra Crawford. Well, despite the impact of Hurricane Beryl, the St. Vincent Carnival is still on, with Vinci Mass climaxing today and tomorrow. Our Tanisha Rockyall is in St. Vincent.
Chairman of the Carnival Development Corporation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ricardo Adams, has explained that the decision to continue the Vinci Carnival, which is currently on the way, was due to economics. He told Starcom Network News that before the hurricane passed, several people were already on the island to participate in the carnival, and the decision was made to continue.
The position from the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Carnival Development Corporation has been basically, we have already invested significantly in the carnival product. We were actually into the carnival when Beryl hit. And there were a number of persons already on island, and we thought that it would be an opportunity for us to go ahead with the festival and utilize the festival as far as possible as a conduit, first of all, for the people who survived and came through Beryl and were able to come through it with some frustration, to be able to come and still experience and expose the culture of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Mr. Adams said he's pleased with the turnout at the events despite the cancellations from some people due to the passage of Hurricane Beryl.
So we also had some cancellations from some of our visitors from outside of St. Vincent and the Grenadines because of the period of uncertainty as to what was going to happen. But from my understanding, particularly at the private event, they've been getting good turnout. And we had a Juve this morning where the actual private promoters of the Juve bands, a couple of them had pulled out, and so the Carnival Development Corporation put a truck on the road, the equivalent of what I think the Roberts manufacturing truck is at Upover, for all revelers to be able to come and still enjoy the Juve. And we had a fairly good turnout. So while there are some events that have suffered in terms of the numbers, other events have had really decent turnout.
That was Chairman of the Carnival Development Corporation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ricardo Adams. I am Tanisha Rockyall, reporting from St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Barbados is proceeding with the deployment of personnel as part of a peacekeeping mission in Haiti, with the Bajan contingent expected to be dispatched later this year in the second batch of CARICOM security forces being sent. Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Comasiang, tells Starcom Network News the first contingent of CARICOM security forces to join the Kenyan-led peacekeeping mission is expected to be deployed soon. He explained that Barbados will not be part of that first deployment because Barbados's security personnel were unable to take part in the pre-deployment training of the joint Haiti peacekeeping force due to their involvement in the security for the Cricket World Cup.
Yes, because the forces have to go through appropriate training. We missed that training did take place in Jamaica, and it did include Jamaican, Bahamian, and Belizean forces. So we missed that because we were preparing for Cricket World Cup. So, there's a general understanding that our contribution would have to kick in later in the year.
Barbados' ambassador to CARICOM, David Comasiang. Meantime, Haiti's Prime Minister Garry Conille has reiterated his call for gunmen to lay down their arms, even as one of the key gang leaders indicates he wants to have talks with the government. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he is firmly committed to running for re-election against Donald Trump and calls for speculation over his candidacy to end. In a letter to congressional Democrats, he has responded directly to calls from some donors and Democrats that he stand aside. Mr. Biden says the voters and the voters alone decide the nominee of the Democratic Party. our top stories. The Ministry of Education has given the all clear for the reopening tomorrow of the Wesley Hall Junior School following an inspection tour. The Barbados Union of Teachers, meantime, indicates satisfaction with the work done at that facility. Government rolls out its summer camps program. The Minister of Youth appeals for more private sector support for the project. Barbados Light and Power Company still working to restore electricity to some districts whose power was knocked out by yesterday's intense lightning strikes. Full restoration expected by 3 p.m. today. Hurricane Beryl fails to stop Vinci Mass, the annual St. Vincent Carnival, which is climaxing today and tomorrow. Despite thousands of hurricane victims still without power, water, or telecommunications, our Tanisha Rockyar reports from St. Vincent, the Mass definitely on. And Barbados proceeding later this year with peacekeepers to Haiti, while in Haiti itself, the Prime Minister urges the armed gangs to lay down their weapons. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.